It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Philly starter Ben Lively making just his fifth career start on the mound. He would help himself in the fourth inning at the plate.
Gets into this one and sends Blanco back to the track. And how about this? Ben Lively had a career moment right there, but so did the guy who caught the home run ball on the fly, barehanded, with the food on that on the plate.
How about that? Tied up 2-2.
Robbie Ray at second, two outs, one ball and two strikes. Base hit. David Peralta makes it 3-2. Diamondbacks. The freight train.
Right, here we go. Lamb will lead it off. Jake's got a hit tonight. Lamb, a drive to right, and that is gone. Home run for Jake Lamb, his 17th of the year, 4-2. New pitcher, first and third. And now Herman into left field. That ball's going to get down. Now the field's in on a hop, coming in to score is Owings. And the Diamondbacks now lead it 5-2.
Chance for Chris Herman. They're on the corners with two outs. Herman hits it to right field, and that's going to get to the wall. Here comes DeScalzo. There's no throw. It's a two-run double.
The D-backs win another start of Robbie Ray's. They put together a 9-2 victory over the Phillies on Saturday. Here's their manager, Torey Lovello.
A much-needed win for us tonight after a tough loss yesterday. So I thought Robbie did a great job of setting the tone. 6 1/3 and seemed to be in control pretty much the entire game, but got a little nicked up in that seventh inning. And I thought the big moment for us came when Archie came in the ball game, slowed it down with the bases loaded, and got us out of that jam without any of those inherited runners scoring. From that point forward, I felt like there were some key at bats, especially some matched up at bats where our lefties came through. Three hits by DeScalzo, three RBIs by Herman. Those were a couple of highlights. I thought Jake Lamb dug out a pitch to the bottom of the zone for his home run. It was just a really nice effort by these guys after a tough night and a tough loss yesterday.
How about Herman on that play?
Right. Also, not to be forgotten, were a couple of those key little moments. I thought Ray Fuentes' catch to end the game was fairly spectacular, but the play you're talking about was Herm getting a, you know, a little bit of an erratic throw from third base. I thought Jake made a good play to get to it on the run through, and to manage the runner coming at him, keeping his foot on home plate, diving, and collecting that out was a really big moment. Because if the ball gets by him, I think two runs score. Now we're talking about a totally different situation. So not only did we stop the ball from going around behind home plate, but we got a big out.
In innings 2, 3, and 4, you think Ray was fighting himself with his pitches versus his abilities?
Well, I think there were times where he might have made a couple mistakes. You never want to ever be – you can never predict a pitcher coming up and hitting a two-run home run for your only earned runs. So I think he was effective with all of his pitches at all times. I thought – I know there were a few walks. I don't know the exact number, but I don't know if, how many were there? Four walks. And two of them were intentional. I thought the one that was a little bit questionable was the hitter ahead of the pitcher. I think that he was pitching around him intentionally to get to the pitcher, and then he got nicked up by somebody that put a good swing on the ball. So I thought overall it was a really good outing. I don't think there was really moments where he was limping along. I thought it was a pretty impressive effort.
His double ended up being pretty.
Right? He's been talking about how well he feels at home plate, and there are times when he should be he bunts, and I'm asking him to bunt, but he comes back and he's always saying, "Hey, look, I could have done a little bit more with the bat, and I could have been more offensive." When he does things like that, I tend to believe him. And it was a good swing. I think it was a changeup at the bottom of the zone, and he pounded it in right center field for a double. It was a key point of this game. We got a rally started.
Chris Herman among the hitting stars for Arizona on Saturday. He goes 2-for-4 with a run scored and drives in 3. And here's Herman's reaction.
It was a lot of fun. The crowd today was fantastic. Anytime we get a crowd like this, it just makes everything that much better. Our team in general just played really good. Robbie came out and pitched pretty well. And, you know, the sticks came out and put up a lot of runs for Robbie and the guys. So it was a lot of fun.
When you were catching him, a lot of breaking balls. You were blocking a lot of those. Then in that big seventh inning, you know, you had that situation. Archie Bradley, you almost let him get away with the bases loaded.
Yeah, that was a unique play at home. That's a first for me. You know, everybody says I'm pretty athletic for a catcher. I guess I showed a little bit right there on that play. But yeah, man, it's just a fun game. A lot of good things went my way tonight. And let's just keep it going.
Yeah, and then you were able to get a couple of big hits, too. That has to feel good to contribute and to win after the game you guys had last night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last night, you know, we didn't really swing it all that great. But we rebounded today and, you know, put up, what, how many, 10? Nine. Oh, I'm sorry, almost 10. But, yeah, nine runs. So anytime we put up nine runs, it's a fun time.
Robbie Ray improves to 6-0 over his last seven starts, pitching to a 1.31 ERA over that span, including picking up his eighth win of the season on Saturday, and reacts to his latest pitching performance.
You know, the fans showed up tonight and showed their support for us, so that was huge.
What was working well for you? Pitch kind of got up a little bit, but what was working well for you?
You know, it was just steady mix all night. This is a pretty good team. They can hit the ball pretty well. Just trying to mix it up all night and keep them off balance.
When you got to that, into that seventh inning, and it just didn't quite work out. Just a little bit enough to get you knocked out of the game, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you know that ground ball is a little bit to the right, it's a double play and get out of it. It's just how baseball is.
Archie comes in and does his job.
That was huge. Yeah, I mean, for Archie to come in and shut it down with bases loaded like that was pretty impressive.
Double.
Yeah, I mean, ran into my barrel a little bit and was able to put a good swing on it.
Torrey says you've been telling you can do more with the bat than he's been letting so far.
Yeah, there was a – we talked about an at-bat in Philly, actually, where he had me bunt, but he wanted to let me hit. So I told him I can handle it a little bit.
Chris behind the plate, I know you seem like you guys do a nice job together.
Yeah, it's been great. Great relationship on and off the field. I think that's that's huge to have that kind of relationship and to have that communication and that he has full trust in all my pitches and knows that, you know, what he puts down, what I shake to, full conviction to it. So it's good.
And knowing you can bounce a pitch and he's going to block it, what you have to do with the
teams? Yeah, that's huge. You know, all of our catchers have been working on that and they've been doing a great job of it.
It made you work hard. Last 2 hours, didn't they?
Yeah, like I said, they're a pretty good hitting team, and they got some guys over there that can hit some fastballs, so that's why I was trying to mix it up a little bit more this time, and probably threw a little more off speed than I normally do.
You were shaking your head after the home run, lightly hit, and you knew right away?
Yeah, I mean, just ran into his barrel. When you throw, I mean, I guess he's, you know, whatever.
How about Rupp before that? I mean, was it a competitive at bat, or were you just hoping to get to that pitcher and get out of it?
Well, I kind of fell behind him, and I didn't want to give him something to hit. So I just tried to make really good pitches and ended up walking him.
Sunday's pitching matchup has Randall Delgado throwing for Arizona, Jeremy Hellickson for Philadelphia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.